ordinance is adopted. Our final item this morning is 886.
Accept contracts with CH2M Hill, Inc. and SSC Construction, Inc. for the design, construction, and construction support services for the Powell Butte Reservoir No. 2 Phase 2 project as complete, release retainage, and authorize final payments.
Mr. Fish.
Thank you, Mr. President, and we're pleased that Teresa Elliott is here today, our chief engineer, to walk us through this matter. The completion of the new Powell Butte Reservoir is yet another milestone in meeting our LT2 obligations and strengthening the seismic resilience of our water system. And let me just note for the record that the water we are drinking at City Hall is water that for most of the year, when we're not using Columbia well water, is water that has run through our two buried reservoirs on the east side. This is a large and complex project, but it is just one among a number of crucial investments we have made to make sure we are ready for the big one. At the end of September, we will receive the final report on the Kelly Butte Reservoir. And on Portland's west side, we will be breaking ground on the Washington Park Reservoir project on September 12th. Colleagues, you will all be receiving an invitation, but just as we gathered as a Council of the Whole to cut the ribbon at the Interstate Building, I'm hoping that all of you can join us on September 12th as we break ground on the Washington Park Reservoir project. These new reservoirs usher us into a new era of resilience, upgrading our water system to meet future challenges. It has taken, and this is an understatement, an incredible amount of work to get us to this point, and it will take us a lot more to finish the job. But we could not be in more capable hands than those of Teresa Elliott. Teresa, welcome, and I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner Fish. Good morning, Mr. President and Commissioners. For the record, I'm Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer of Portland Water Bureau. I have two contracts before you today to approve and accept the work as work associated with the construction of the Powell Butte Reservoir Reservoir 2 project as complete. This report includes the design and engineering services contract with CH2M Hill and the construction services contract with SSC Construction. As you may recall, the Powell Butte project was constructed in two phases, starting in 2009 as one of the city's local economic stimulus projects. Phase one we completed in 2011, and it included the site preparation and the preliminary excavation of the reservoir site. Phase two design started in 2010, and construction started in fall of 2011. In addition to the construction of the reservoir and associated piping, the Powell Butte Conditional Use Master Plan required some construction of a bunch of other facilities, either concurrently or before the reservoir construction. This included portions of the Conduit 5 piping that we were going to build, a maintenance and storage facility, a caretaker house, an interpretive center, ADA accessible restrooms, parking, trails, and some extensive environmental and stormwater mitigation measures. The Bureau's project estimate in 2010 for Phase 2 was just under $130 million. The total project has now been delivered at $116 million, which is $14 million under budget, or 11% under. We had 13 change orders, mostly administrative in nature, that added just under 5% to SSC's construction contract. On Phase 2 alone, we had 183 firms or contracts that were working, or contractors that were working on the project. Of those, 106 were MWESB firms. 174 were in construction, and 9 were in the design contract. Of the total number of people that were working on the project, 98 of the subcontracts under SSC Construction were MWESB firms, and 8 were under the design contract with CH. We met the city's goals for the MWSB participation, 39% for CH and 23% for the construction contract. In addition, we had 27 permits. Commissioner Fish mentioned that we had an extensive work on this project. With 27 permits, we basically involved almost every bureau in the city and a number of outside agencies, including DEQ, DSL, which is Division of State Lands, Oregon Department of Transportation, the City of Gresham, Rockwood Water, and the Corps of Engineers. The project is now complete, and I ask the council to accept the work as complete, authorize our final payments, and release all retainage so we can close these two contracts. I'm available for questions.
Okay, well, let's see if there's anybody that wishes to testify. Anybody wish to testify on this item? Seeing none, I guess I'll entertain a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Please call the roll.
Novick.
I'll anticipate Commissioner Fritz, who's made this comment before, but in a week of glass ceiling shattering, it's nice to be reminded that our chief engineer is, in fact, a woman. Thank you, Teresa, for all your work. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, indeed, this has got to give you great satisfaction to have seen this project through from beginning to end. And likewise, Commissioner Fish, thank you for bringing it home after Commissioner Leonard starting the project, which, as you said, will make us safer and ensure our water supply for many, many years to come. And it is wonderful to see the over-achievement on the women in minority and emerging small businesses. Good job. Thank you for showing the way. Aye.
Teresa Elliott, thank you for your good work. Thanks to your team and all the professionals who have worked so hard to bring us to this day. And you must in part feel like it's Groundhog Day because we're celebrating this milestone and we're beginning a project which in many respects is more complicated on the other side of the river. As I indicated to my colleagues, on Monday, September 12th, we'll be having a groundbreaking. You'll be getting invitations. I hope you can all join us. We are poised with the future investments in Washington Park and with a fortified connection under the Willamette River to be taking the kinds of steps which will ensure that there's uninterrupted supply of safe and clean and reliable water to Westside customers now and in the future. Thanks for your good work and for hitting the numbers. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish and Ms. Elliott, for this very important, completing this very important project for a safe and secure and resilient water supply.
Aye.
Okay, the report's adopted, and we are recessed until 2 o'clock.
Steve, is your time certain at 3? It's listed at 15 minutes. Is that what you're anticipating, or is that optimistic?
I don't think.